Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on the very sad and solemn month of Muharram, the month in which, as you know, Imam Hussein and his loyal companions and many of his family members were mercilessly killed on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura. And this is a very sad and solemn month for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, all of the lovers and friends of Imam Hussein, as well as those people who are fond of and love freedom and justice and therefore affiliate themselves with Imam Hussein's uprising, which was ultimately made for the execution of justice in society. Today on The Key, we would like to ask a very important question, and that question is this. In order to better understand this question, by way of a preliminary, we can say that, as you know, one of the virtues of Imam Hussein, which was bestowed on him by God, was the fact that Imam Hussein, the love for Imam Hussein, affiliating oneself with Imam Hussein, connecting oneself to Imam Hussein, has the power to heal a person spiritually as well as physically. And this is a gift given to him by God because of the great sacrifice he made. And it's interesting to note that based upon what we're going to explain for our listeners today, this was a power and a gift that he had from the time he was born. So the question we want to ask today is, when was this actually implemented first? Or to put it in other terms, who was the first person who was healed or cured by Imam Hussein? According to some narrations, it has been mentioned that there was an angel by the name of Futrus who had somehow committed some sort of mistake, and because of that, God had burnt his wings and banished him to an island where he was confined and where he repented to God, hoping that God would accept his repentance. At the time of the birth of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, it has been mentioned that the angel Gabriel, along with thousands of other angels, left and descended from heaven and left heaven to come to the Holy Prophet and to congratulate him on the birth of his grandchild. On the way, they happened to pass the island where the angel was there, and the angel Fitrus, he asked the angel Gabriel if he would be allowed to come along and accompany him so that perhaps the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam could pray for him and he could be restored and healed and his wings could be restored. So Gabriel accepted and this angel came along with the other angels to see the Prophet. When they came to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet said and addressed the angel saying, if you want to be healed, then rub your burnt wings along this newborn baby, and then go back to where you were. When the angel Fitrus did this, he saw that magically and supernaturally, his burnt wings were restored and healed, and he once again ascended to heaven. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at first being who was healed by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.